So appropriate that the stage is cleared here for Tiger. Can he do it again? Well, this would be another great example of why Tiger is Tiger.
All right, Blake, blow your load.
All right, I'm going to blow my load real quick here.
Give it to me.
I am doing something for the first time this weekend. First time ever doing it. Never done it before.
Kissing a girl.
How did you know? I am close. Close. I'm going camping.
Like in a tent?
Like a tent.
Oh.
Yes.
Why? You're like the bougiest guy I know.
Am I? Am I actually the bougiest guy?
You got to shit in a
really? Hole. For sure.
Rob, am I the bougiest guy you know?
One of them.
Damn, dude. Definitely. I don't know if that's... Damn.
You got a poop bucket and everything? Like a little bucket to...
Dude, okay. So let me tell you how I got conned a little bit. I got conned. So initially, when the trip was brought up to me, it was by my lovely fiance, she's like, oh, do you want to go camping on this date? And I was like... Well, what kind of camping are we talking here? Are we talking like infrastructure, showers, like that whole thing,
or RV camping,
or are we talking like the great outdoors type camping? And she's like, no, it's gonna be glamping. And I was like, all right, like I guess, like sure, like
where at?
Joshua Tree.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So, and then last week, you know, we're with the friends that, you know, we're hanging out with the friends that we're gonna be going camping with. And she goes, so it's not going to be glamping. I was like, oh, so.
Like they switched it up on you or lied to
you? No, the friends didn't switch up. Mia thought that it was glamping when it was never glamping the entire time, actually.
I see.
There wasn't even a little skosh of glamping involved in this entire process. So here I am. A couple days out, just getting all my equipment checklist ready. Because apparently you need all of this stuff. You need the pad, you need the tent, you need the sleeping bags.
Don't forget sunscreen.
Apparently I need sunscreen. Bug spray. Yeah,
Joshua Tree.
So, yeah, my ass is going to be outdoors for...
You guys have a tent?
Yeah, so we're borrowing a 4-person tent, which is kind of nice.
Nice.
So, we'll have a little bit of space in there. That'll be dope. But, I got some chairs from my dad. We got some headlamps for night.
How many days?
I mean, it's just going to be for the weekend. So it's just two nights. So yeah.
Friday night, Saturday night?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay.
So yeah.
What's the weather looking like?
I got pretty lucky. So Friday, the weather is going to be like perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be nice for setting up. Saturday was supposed to be like a little windy, but...
Desert can get fucking windy.
Yeah, but my dad said he looked it up and he said that the wind like definitely died down for Saturday. So I think the high was like 70s and then the lows were like maybe like 50s or something like that.
Could definitely get cold at night. I'm gonna be honest, bro.
No, I know, but it looks like we got pretty lucky with the weather here. I think I actually have it. But my dad told me he's like the weather is gonna be like ideal. So
sweet, man.
I'm very happy that the weather isn't gonna be like blazing or extra cold or some crap like that, because that can definitely have a huge impact on your time, especially for a first timer such as myself.
You've never ever been camping?
Never
Damn,
been camping.
That's crazy.
Me either.
Never been camping.
No?
No.
Never
it's
been
like
camping.
A poor white person grow up. That's what you do is you go camping because it's cheap.
Yeah. Friday, high of 80, low of 56, sunny. And then Saturday is cloudy, high of 75, low of 51. So the weather seems pretty ideal.
Yeah. Comfortable.
Let's see. The wind. Yeah, I mean, the wind's definitely died down since I last looked at the forecast. But, I mean, it still says gusts up to 33 miles an hour. Which is not good, but that seems like it's during the day, and then at night it looks like it gets a little less windy, but I don't know. I'm just hoping it's not too windy, because that could just be a bad time. But yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of hiking involved, and you know, our friends who go camping a lot, they're pretty much taking care of the food for breakfast and dinner for both nights, or really for, yeah, like, they're taking care of a few meals essentially. So it's like, whatever, we'll just like have to think about like lunch or something like that. So yeah, I mean, first time for everything.
Yeah,
I never know what to do during the day when I'm camping.
I can't jack off out there.
I mean, I would imagine too dirty. I would imagine that we're just gonna go like hiking or something. You just like walk around.
Yeah, it's. We'll see. We'll see your experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll report back. I'll let you know if it's
sure.
Yeah. I'll. Yeah.
I definitely recommend that you watch every season of Bear Grylls before you go front to back and take notes, just in case. You got to learn how to like cook scorpions and stuff like that.
Or Lost.
Oh man, my dad. Well, like I'm not too worried about the food because it's quite honestly, it's just not for that long, and it's like I'm gonna bring snacks and stuff like that. I'm not. I don't know why I'm not that worried about the food.
You can go 2 days without
eating. This is what you need to buy.
What do I need to
buy? Buy yourself a Costco-sized box of Uncrustables and tell no one you have them. And that's just your food right there. My emergency pack. I got to go to the bathroom and just take a few with you and just munch on them.
Unbelievable.
That's what the rattlesnake's like.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, it's about to be snake season right now.
I asked Mia. I was like, do we need like? I was like, are there bears out there? She just looks at me
There's no bears out
there. She looks at me concerned and gives me a shrug, and I was like, I know that there's probably not bears, but I was like, it'd be kind of like good to know if there are going to be bears there or not. You know,
you'd be fine. Maybe like, it's the desert mostly. There's really no animals that live in the desert.
You don't think bobcat?
Maybe a mountain lion.
Yeah.
If you go up into the mountain,
maybe snakes, but I don't know if it's
definitely
too
like
early
snakes yet. And scorpions and bugs. Some bugs,
scorpions,
but
for
like,
sure, yeah,
yeah, it's a dry climate.
Well, because my dad's done Joshua Tree a few times, and he said the one thing that he was like that he said is like a possum, like a you know somewhat of a threat is like there's these plants out there called jumping cactuses, and I guess when you like if you step near it, they like flip
no
up.
No fucking way.
And he said that like he was wearing his hiking boots and he stepped on one, and it like yeah, it'll like pierce through your fucking boot or whatever.
What the fuck?
He said it was like a total accident. So yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, I don't know, man. It's just this.
Oh
is,
yeah, coyotes.
Coyotes.
They don't like people though. They'll stay away from you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to keep an open mind here. We're doing it. We're going to send it. We're going to do what camping people do. I'm sure coffees and s'mores and late night hangs and all of that hiking stuff.
Sounds fun, low key.
I mean, it sounds, first off, the weather's got to be right. If the weather's not right, it's never going to be fun. The other thing is just the sleep quality is because it's like, if you don't get a good night's rest, it's gonna be terrible. It's just never gonna be fun. So like that's the other thing I'm a little concerned about is the sleeping quality. Is like hopefully I can get a good night's rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean the vibes, if you're with a good group of people and like you're set up right, I think it could be fun. Because I mean what like kicking it with a bunch of good friends and like having some s'mores and just shooting the shit and like in the great outdoors, like that sounds like a good time. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
I mean it's a Joshua Tree, so it's nice that it's not too far away, whatever, it's like a couple hours. You know, I'll report back and I'll tell you my experience.
Take your clubs with you and buy some range balls and just hit in the desert.
That'll be kind of fun. There's probably not that much grass or just hitting off, just practicing my bunker shots out there, you know?
Tarantulas. True. What? Yeah, it says there's an occasional black bear. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt that.
I think of bears in the woods. That's what I fucking think.
Yeah, like big bear.
Yeah, mountains. That's where I feel like you'd see a fucking bear.
In the woods.
And I heard they're fucking scary. They're savages. You ever seen The Revenant?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
You guys gotta watch The Revenant. Pretty gnarly.
I think I've seen the movie The Cocaine Bear. Have you seen that?
No. I wanted to. I never saw it.
Was it good? There's no way that was good.
It was not that good, no.
Did you guys see the Pooh Bear scary movie?
No.
Looks
Winnie the Pooh.
Decent, yeah.
His intellectual property, like, finally, like, became public domain. Which is so fucking funny. So there's a Winnie the Pooh scary movie.
Isn't it called Pooh or something? Like,
I don't remember. No, it's called Blood and Honey.
Oh.
Grade A name, first off.
Pooh and Honey?
Blood and Honey.
Oh, Blood and honey.
Yeah, blood.
Winnie the Pooh, blood. Jesus.
Yeah, this ain't no bedtime story.
Is that the caption for the movie?
It's on Tubi. Fire it up.
Dude, that sounds wonderful.
It's a 3% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh,
3%?
No.
Damn.
Shot on an iPhone or what?
Probably Android.
Probably an Android before an update.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
All right, camping, glamping. Did you guys hear about the sperm racing?
No. Do tell me more.
I heard slightly about it.
So, I don't know much about it. I just saw a clip on Instagram where they're racing sperm now.
Like, microscopically.
They're, like, zooming in on, like, sperm, and then there's, like, a start and a finish, and to see, like, whose sperm gets there first or whatever.
Is DraftKings involved, or, like, how is
that? Honestly, dude, they're gonna be there pretty soon.
If there's money to be made.
How do you know who you're betting on?
How do you know they don't mix up the jizz? Like, goes on the wrong side or whatever?
Yeah.
Imagine that guy's job, like, trying to, like, organize the sperm on the starting line.
Yeah, I don't know how that shit works. Isn't that crazy, though?
That's
a real thing.
Yeah. How was work, honey? Yeah. Well,
I lost.
It was sticky.
Sticky.
How does this, yeah, how do they start that?
It's a 2 millimeter long track.
Do you just have two dudes, like one dude jacking off and seeing how?
No, they've already nutted.
Oh.
Can't have dudes jacking off on stage. And how do you know if you're good? Like,
yeah, I've had my fruits and vegetables this week. You know, training's going real well.
Yeah, I'm doing altitude training, hyperbaric chamber. Doing Pornhub.
Goodness gracious. What has this world come to?
It's only getting better. If you had to get a prison tattoo on your body, like a prisoner is going to do it, where would you get it?
I don't know how this would be any different from a normal tattoo.
Well, it's not going to look good. It's not like a professional artist. Well, some of them are decent, but...
I mean, it would be somewhere on my back, not my lower back.
I'd probably say back.
Like your lower back?
My upper
Definitely
back.
Definitely not my lower back. No
back
chance.
Shots, target.
Aim here. Shoot your load here.
I get it on the bottom of my foot.
Oh, wow, you're going real conservative. That sounds like not very fun with prison tools.
Definitely sounds painful.
Mm-hmm. The bottom of your foot is it'd get ultra infected. Sensitive, brother.
Especially in the prison showers, your foot's falling off.
Yeah. A lot of them do get infected.
I think that's a bad move, James. A bad move.
Top of my foot is like hoe activities, though.
But...
Yeah.
That's just a bad move. There's not a lot of good from that.
I saw a woman today by my work walking barefoot on the sidewalk. Barefoot.
Maybe she was just homeless. Trying to connect with nature.
She was normal.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Barefoot? What are you, fucking nuts?
Barefoot
in Santa Ana? Walking around?
Yeah, that city of all cities, that's just not the move.
Santana?
I mean, you can't be okay if that's what you got going on today.
Mm-mm.
I mean, like, you can do barefoot in the park.
On grass.
On grass, like, sure.
Until you step in someone's dog shit they never picked up.
It's more like you can probably step on, like, a pine needle or some shit
or
like that.
A turd.
Sorry, guys, that was mine.
Whose dog is this? I'm not a dog.
Don't call me that.
That's mine. There's corn in it.
Chipotle?
Who's feeding their dog corn? Yeah, no, that's crazy activities. But she was wearing a mask, so she was being conscious.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah, no. I swear. I wanted to get a picture.
She's homeless.
No. I've seen her walking around before.
Oh, man. Dude,
I know that all roads, all signs point to homeless, but no, like, I swear to not.
What's, to your coworker?
What's wrong? What's wrong with people? Like
drugs, probably.
What is wrong? Mm-hmm.
Drugs and mental illness, if I had to guess.
Yeah, that would certainly.
And the, any combination of the two would definitely carry a lot of that weight, I think. Yeah. I mean, I've seen on Instagram, people are like barefoot. They swear by going barefoot. They cut the bottom of their shoes out so it looks like they're wearing shoes, but
I've seen that.
I hope that's not real. I feel like it is real, though.
It's definitely real. Dude, your feet get so fucked up after a while.
I think they get, like, calloused and, like, hard.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nasty.
Yeah, just, no. There's just modern inventions that just make sense, and footwear is one of them. It really is. Y'all got good feet or what?
All right.
I could use a pedi.
I feel like my feet are solid. What a solid pair of foot Raris.
I don't have caveman feet, like the super long hair.
Yeah, there's something wrong with people. And, okay, I have to get something off my chest. It's kind of weird. But I've noticed a trend recently, and I don't know how we discovered this, but it's just a certain quality about me that I have that has come to light, and I need you guys to know if you've seen this happen to me before, because what I have observed is that
I'm scared.
You shouldn't be scared. It's not a scary thing.
You fart a lot.
Is that I, for whatever reason, in like a public setting, like
your voice gets loud.
Yeah, that's not new news. I am always the person that gets talked to by strangers. Mm-hmm. People come up to me and ask for motherfucking directions.
You're just approachable.
Like,
that's a good
where
thing,
the
yeah.
bathrooms are.
People don't do that to me.
And I don't
people
know,
don't do that to me
I
either.
Don't know mm-hmm. what it is, but I get approached all the time now. It's the strangest thing.
Do you look at people you don't know with like a big smile on your face?
Dude, I legitimately today... I had a guy stop me in my car in this community to ask me where the bathroom is.
What bathroom?
I don't know. Try the fucking clubhouse.
Like, was he barefoot?
I'm dead serious. This guy, I'm pulling into the community. I'm about to pull into my garage, and this guy flags me down and has me roll my window down, and he asks me.
Did you roll it down like 1 inch?
No.
He's you put a dollar
out. He goes, hey, do you know where the pool is?
That's not a bathroom.
And I'm like, well, which pool? Well, there's two of them. And he's like, oh, well, I have the key here, and I just need to use the bathroom. And he's like, can you just point me to where the nearest pool is? And I was like, that way. And he's like, okay, thank you. But I swear to you, I am the guy that always gets asked. It's like just random questions. Like, you'd be waiting in line. Like, I'm always the guy that gets... I don't know what it is. I don't know.
We went to dinner and somebody from the next table tried to talk to you.
What was that story? Go ahead. Share it for the...
Thai restaurant. We were eating at the Thai restaurant and somebody interrupted our dinner to ask you how your dinner is. Do you remember?
Work there?
No, just random guests. They just saw one of our dishes. He's like, hey, is that any good right there?
I've had that happen every once in a while.
It's not a crazy question. I guess I wasn't there to witness the context, but...
Dude.
But you're saying, like, you feel like you, more than most people you're around, are the one to get approached by...
100%.
Either random people or just anyone you're saying?
And I don't know if Mia observed it, but I swear now that...
I told you that.
It's your aura, man. You put out something
that
in the world.
Ever since she told me that, I'm like, holy shit, yeah, people are fucking asking me, like...
That's so funny.
Every time you go out, you need to wear a shirt or a hat that says, don't fucking talk to me.
Dude, I'm dead serious. Okay, so another time, this was recent too, we were in line at the boba shop, and it's like Omomo. So Omomo is just this local tea shop here that's like always got a line out the fucking door, right? It's like Friday evening, we're waiting in line for boba, and this old couple just randomly fucking comes up to me, and there's like a billion people that they could fucking ask this question to, and they're like, hey,
hey, what is this? Is it worth the wait? And they just striking up conversations with me. I'm like, bro, like, what the fuck, man? Like, why is everybody, like, I see it. I see it every time it happens. I promise you, the next time we're all three doing something, I swear it's going to happen. Somebody's going to come up and ask me anything.
Maybe because people don't approach me and James, they won't approach you either.
I hope that's the case. I mean, maybe I don't know.
We'll be your shield and deflect them away.
Yeah, because like, I'm just not like that guy that just like strikes up conversations with random people.
I almost never do that.
Yeah.
I think I avoid people on purpose because of that.
Yeah. No, but I mean, and then so that, this was, by the way, that the guy flagging me down in the car, that was today. And then I was at the gym and some guy in the gym fucking flagged me down after my run to like tell me like, hey, like, I see you here a lot and you look like you've lost a little bit of weight. And I was like,
thanks, dude.
I'm just like, all right, cool, man. Like, yeah, like, I'm in here a lot. Like, you know, I see you. Like, just, I don't know. It's just now, and now I see it. It's everywhere.
He's like, you want to hop in the hot tub later?
I thought you were going to say, they asked me if I was done with my set or something.
No, I'm just on the treadmill. A couple of them available. Hmm. But yeah, I don't know. It's just my observation now. Yeah, but now all of these times, there's all of these flashbacks are coming to me. I was like, yeah, no, somebody did fucking come up to me and ask me for directions or some shit like that. It's always something, and I don't know. Mm. I don't know what it is. It's my aura. I don't know, but apparently I'm the guy that they come to.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah,
you think so?
Yeah, it's a sign that you're approachable. You have some sort of warm quality.
Charisma?
No. Nah. I mean, just think, people are seeing all those people in line and they decided to look to talk to you. I don't know why,
dude.
Look like you know what's up.
Maybe
you look like the kind of guy who knows where the bathroom is. The pool bathroom.
Yeah, man.
Is this setting up for camping?
This is Mia going through her checklist.
I would bring a few more bandanas.
There's a stack of like 12 bandanas.
Just in case a different set is over there and you gotta throw up rip the right.
Hit up T-shirts Plus.
You gotta rip the right some more. What is that?
Med kit.
A jellyfish kit?
Medic!
Corman!
Unbelievable.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Trying to think of the last time someone like approached me. Sometimes they're funny though. Like when a random person comes up to you and
ask something stupid, and it's like,
yeah, sometimes that's funny. Like especially as valets, obviously we look like we work there, so like,
yeah,
not a crazy thing to ask us questions, but sometimes they're funny. Like,
I don't think it's been a while. I think since someone asked me mm-hmm. something.
I think Rob, because you're tall, like people like. They think you're scary, you know? I think just being a taller person in general, people can kind of avoid you less.
I don't know.
What's that? Is it a jellyfish kit?
It's a potty.
Is that a lawn cover?
Go anywhere.
That's for you, Blake.
I try right here.
Do it.
Interesting.
I'm gonna start practicing.
Are those poopy packs?
Are there bathrooms where you're going?
No, it's camping. It's camping. No.
This is like a park. I can.
Where do you poop?
Well, apparently, like we're gonna be on the campsite, but like
some campsites have
a lot of them have like
a bathroom.
Shower. To my knowledge, there's not either of those things.
Ocotillo had that. Remember? Ocotillo had a bathroom.
Yeah.
I don't know. My dad was telling me that there's like the inn where it's like a restaurant and like a lot of people go there to have meals and stuff like that. And the reality is like our cars are going to be close by. They're not going to be very far from our car, but
I would sleep in the car.
Dude, one time me, Jason, Mitch, Bicknell, like the whole squad, we all went camping with Ed O'Neill. Okay. Which of course just means getting hammered.
I was about to say how with fucking that crew just absolutely means, like, obliterated.
That crew, yeah, with that crew that just means drinking a shit ton and then someone driving a Jack in the Box to pick up like 800 tacos. And the funniest thing is like It must have been summer because we wake up and it's like 7 a.m. and it's hot as shit, like already in the tent. Jason's just pissed off, like throwing the tent. He's like, fuck it, we got to go home, I guess.
So you guys cut the camping trip short or whatever? You're supposed to be there for the day?
It was more like he wanted to sleep in and we're like, dude, it's hot as shit. Like, let's get out of here.
So classic.
And there's just ranch and Jack in the Box
wrappers. It's just Coors Light cans and Jack in the Box wrappers. That's funny.
But it's fun drinking around a fire with the boy. That's a good old time.
Yeah, I mean,
talking about putting some D's and some A's.
Jesus Christ.
And the other guys, Jesus.
As long as y'all not putting D's and A's up there, it's fine.
As long as it's not on property, you know what I mean?
No.
Never mind. Yeah, well.
Camping. I hate camping.
It,
if it ain't in an RV or a Winnebago or something, or a trailer, I don't really want
to
go.
Like, to me, like, it just in my head, I'm like, you know what sounds just as lovely? Like, you could literally just go to, like, Big Bear and just, like, rent a cabin.
That does sound better. Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God, I have, like, a house with, like, a bathroom and a shower. And, like, what do you want to do?
Hot water.
What do you want to do for the day? Mm-hmm. Oh, like, let's fucking go to the lake. Let's fucking go for a hike. Like, that sounds lovely. And then you come back to your place and sounds like a great time. And drinking at altitude, you get fucked up quicker, so you don't even need to drink as much.
Hot tub. Hop in the hot tub at night. Big Bear. Crack a few brewskis. That's a good old time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I can get behind that.
That sounds like a good old time. But at the end of it, you get to go lay down in the bed.
That's very true.
Yeah.
A warm, comfortable bed.
Yeah. That sounds like lovely. I have done that summer trip to Big Bear. That was fun. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, the winter trips, too, when you go snowboarding, those are fun, too, but just more expensive. Because snowboarding is not very cheap these days.
Have you ever ridden a, I can't think of that. What's the jet ski on snow? What are those called? Snowmobile. Have you ever ridden one of those?
No, I haven't.
That looks like fun.
Yeah, it does look like fun.
I wouldn't mind. I want to.
I don't think it's very cheap to do, but it sure would be super fun.
Like, to go with someone who's familiar with the area, because would have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I'd fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
But to go behind someone who's, like, ripping and you can follow them,
yeah,
that sounds like a good old time.
Yeah. My dad's done it before, but I have never. And I know my cousin, I think both of my cousins in L.A. have, but I've never done it before. What about fly fishing? Does fly fishing look any fun to you guys?
I don't like fishing.
You don't like fishing?
No.
Fly fishing looks miserable.
Fly fishing looks extra boring. A lot of people like it, and they do this.
I think because people think that there's, like, some sort of skill to it.
I think people find, like, serenity in that, honestly.
Yeah.
Is that a lot of time they're standing in a slow-moving river in complete silence. I think that's why people like it.
Yeah.
I'd rather, I don't know, maybe a different type of fishing like that.
I want to go fucking spear fishing off, like, the coast of Florida or something like that.
Spear fishing. That would be interesting. What if,
like, what are those? You drop a grenade on a gator or whatever.
Jeez, that's Florida fishing.
What fucking YouTube videos have you been watching? Jesus. No, what about river rafting?
Never been.
That could be fun.
Looks like it could be.
That could be fun.
Just the dudes. Ah, someone fell off.
Someone's peeing.
It's me.
Well, like, you know, like the fucking whitewater rafting, you get those big ass fucking things and you're just fucking flying down the river. Like, how lit does that look?
That would be pretty cool.
I think that could be lit.
So you hit a waterfall.
Yeah, well,
I think they would hope they know that about that.
I hope they know the route before there's a 100 like, foot. Man.
This stretch of water, we've never been on it. Let's see what happens. They're like, well, did you at least like walk alongside it for a while? No.
We just pulled up.
We're just raw dogging this one, dog. Get in.
Let's find out together.
It does look like fun.
Yeah, that could be fun. Yeah. Lots of things I haven't done.
I went ziplining at Big Bear. That was cool.
Ziplining? Ziplining is...
What, are you like strapped in?
Hmm?
And you got a nose strap. Just... No. Hang on for
it's like
two
a series of them, and you like yeah. go from one to one.
They have that in Catalina.
Yeah,
I've done the one in Catalina.
I haven't. I saw people doing it.
Yeah, I did the one in Catalina. Yeah, it was
snowmobile
fun.
Looks like more fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Ziplining is you have to be in a really cool place for it to be fun. Catalina, I mean, like, look, the Catalina one, it's like smaller.
I'm just worried that those lines are gonna snap and you're just gonna fall to your death.
Usually, it's two lines, so you'll be strapped in the. Like you'll be strapped in, but it's like double it, and then there's like a following rope on top of it that it's also connected to. So if for whatever reason the first one breaks, then like you're always going to be connected to the second one.
I didn't know that. Because, they are insanely overbuilt, though. The steel cable's like this big.
Yeah,
you're like 200 pounds. There's no shot that that's going to break.
Because have I told you guys the parasailing story?
No.
In Hawaii, when I was, my dad had a buddy who lives in Maui, and this was like, I think I was like either like just barely in college or like just before college, and we did a family vacation in Hawaii, and his buddy connected us with like some people that do parasailing out there.
That shit looks wild. I've never done that.
And no joke, me and my sister were like the first ones to go up on this parasailing thing, and the fucking line connecting our boat to our parasail fucking snapped. Like peak fucking height in the middle of the Pacific Ocean,
and
there's fucking nothing around us. It's
you
like
float off or what? Like,
well, like first this,
you couldn't see the beach.
Well, first this line snaps, and like it's obviously like a lot of tension. So like you fling backwards,
yeah,
and the line disconnects, and then you're just like free falling in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. Me and my sister looked at each other like.
Did that just happen?
Is this supposed to happen? Like, is this good? Like,
this is how our parents are gonna kill us.
And then, yeah, we literally just fell all the way to the ocean, and
like,
then
as in a parachute, kind of like slow descent.
Yeah, I mean, it was like somewhat slow, but it was definitely not like a scary. It was not a gradual descent, is what I will say.
You kind of gone skydiving.
I would have freaked out for sure.
Yeah, it was definitely a little spooky, but like once your feet touch water and then like you come up for air, you're like, I mean, you have a life vest on, so it's not like you go too deep. So it's like you're chilling, and then you're just like worried, like, oh, is this fucking tarp thing gonna go over my head? It's like, no, like you're good. And then you're just floating out there, and then you see them in the boat. They flip a bitch and fucking.
What'd they
go.
Say?
They, you know what they said?
Is
that they've never seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that line is not fucking strong enough.
And I was like, holy shit. Like,
you only get so much use out of those lines, I feel like.
So, yeah.
Well, you're supposed to like keep, you know, you only use it for 3 years or whatever. And if there's 1,000 pounds of force, you buy one that's like 3,000 pound capable so that this can't happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, again, we already had like the homie discount, which like they were really happy about, because if it was like a, you know, a real tourist, they would have been like freaked out. But we were like homies with them through a homie. So then they were like, oh, like we're already kind of giving them the homie rate anyways. So everything worked out fine.
I know like with rock climbing, when you're using like rope, I think you're only allowed to so many falls with the rope before you have to like switch it out.
Oh, damn.
Same thing with like motorcycle helmets. It can only take so many hits before the foam like compacts once. Like all the air has been evacuated in between the foam.
Yeah.
And that's it. So the next time you were to impact that piece of foam, it's now like concrete hard. Does that make sense?
Ow.
So like more than one hard contact. You're supposed to replace it.
Have you seen or heard of people getting new helmets and dropping it on the ground right away?
Why the fuck would you do that?
That sounds so
dumb.
Don't
you want to keep it clean?
I think it's to like
make it look worn in or something.
Be like, oh yeah, like kind of like superstition, like good luck. Oh, I got dropped it. Like it's not gonna happen.
Like, I don't like that at all.
I don't either.
I would want to keep it crispy.
Yeah,
I'm trying to look crispy clean. Trying to look good out there while I'm riding like a retard. I want to look like those showroom floor models.
Mm-hmm.
Decked out head to toe, riding like a goofball.
Have you ever seen paragliding? You guys ever seen that?
Paragliding, I've definitely seen. You've seen it. Sometimes they show it at Torrey Pines. The people in San Diego will fucking do that shit.
That was
one of the most dangerous things.
The big ass thing. Let me see it. With like the.
Yeah, oh, it's like you're in a big motor is you behind know, you in a parachute. I've seen
dude, you know what's those. Even crazier than that is the fucking like little bear suits or the fucking
oh yeah the squirrel wing suits. Like,
those are fun,
dude. Like those things look fucking nuts.
The death rate on that must be like 50%.
Well, like because like I'm sure Red Bull has like an athlete and he was like doing this like crazy fucking route and he was like literally he's flying so fast and he is like a couple feet away from just like ragged rocks.
Yeah, base jumping is absolutely psycho shit.
That is no thank you. You can do all of that for you, buddy, is what I think about that. I
saw a video of this guy base jumping and he jumps off, throws his chute, and once it opens and flings him right back into the mountain, and then he kind of hits and like falls.
Oh fuck.
And just like breaks his legs and like fucks
base jumping is
up.
Like the most dangerous thing you could fucking do.
What I don't understand about it is that how do you, there's no way to fucking practice that. You're just like, oh, I guess I'm just gonna fucking jump off this cliff and like learn for the first time. Like how fucking psycho is that?
You start by doing lower altitude plane jumps, I guess. I mean, these guys are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
These kind of like guys adrenaline that do this shit junkies. Are fucking psycho.
Yeah, they're just adrenaline junkies.
The ones that do it off of buildings and like the cities, those are cool.
It's also illegal, I think.
And it's illegal.
But yeah, you have to be a fucking nutcase to do that.
Have you seen
they're like 2 seconds and then they gotta like they're literally like holding their chute. As soon as they jump, they have to like open it.
Didn't someone do it off of the glass buildings by the Spectrum when they were building it?
Really?
I thought I heard that.
That is not high enough.
Yeah, it is.
No, I mean, not high enough to be comfortable with how little time you have. Meaning, like, the guy who's, let's say you jump out and you have, like, a 2-minute free fall, you do have some sort of time to, like, pull your spare or cut this line or hopefully it can reset itself. When you have a 5-second fall, you have no time. If it doesn't open, boom, you're on the ground already.
Have you guys seen the documentary Free Solo?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You both have seen it. Like that guy is probably somebody who could like do base jumping because he's like so fucking calm. He's like used to like the adrenaline. He doesn't get worked up. Yeah,
but yeah, he's not like what I would typically think of as a guy who's like an adrenaline. I think of like a Steve-O level guy of like, you know what I mean? Like when I think of someone doing crazy shit, I think of like
3 Red Bulls and fucking go.
Yeah. Think of like a skydive instructor, like just some crazy dude.
Yeah.
Travis Pastrana.
Yeah. I think of a guy like that. He's a fucking nut.
His body's fucked up.
He said when he was like 15, his spine went into his pelvis. And he's like only one of 3 people to live through that injury or something like that.
What the fuck?
I think one of his wrists like doesn't rotate up. Like that's as far as up he can go.
I'm sure he's broke it 15 times.
Yeah. So he does his push-ups with a fist. Yeah. Dude's fucked.
Yeah, that guy.
He will be in pain for the rest of his life. Like, there's no shot.
Yeah.
Back, knees, ankles, wrists, neck.
Talk about somebody who's just treated his body like an absolute rag doll. Just no respect for that thing.
Yeah, he's fucked.
But he did give us Jackass 3, which is probably like one of the funniest fucking films I've ever watched.
Travis Pastrana did?
No, Steve-O.
Oh, we were talking about Travis Pastrana.
Oh, you guys were talking about Travis Pastrana? Yeah. I thought you were talking about Steve-O.
Well, no. Steve-O, too.
His body's also fucked. So yeah. There's no way.
Well, because, Travis Pastrana, because he was, like, always into the dirt bikes and stuff, doing, like, the tricks. But then I remember watching him do, like, rally car racing.
Yeah.
I wonder what that guy's up to now.
Same shit?
Crazy shit, probably.
Whew.
I mean, Brian Deegan's daughter is racing
NASCAR.
Isn't it? She's in NASCAR right now?
I think she's in something like that in the racing world.
Oh, wow.
You know who else is in the racing world?
Who?
I guess we can save for after the pod. It doesn't have to be pod talk.
Haley Deegan.
Your Danger Boy got arrested?
Yeah, what happened?
For street racing?
Street racing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Who is that? Like another Squeeze Benz or some shit?
Nah, this
Brian Deegan's son.
Yeah, his oldest, right?
Metal Militia. I'm not sure. I thought he was younger.
Maybe. I think he bought like an R8.
Mm-hmm.
And was racing that. They moved to the East Coast. If you didn't know that.
No, the whole family did.
Yeah,
had no idea. Okay, here's a shitty superpower. You can absorb cancer from people, save it, and give it to someone else.
Is it shitty, though?
Hold on.
Do you get the effects while you have it?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't think I would want to borrow that from anybody. Ever. So,
well,
yeah.
You give it to someone else. You give it to someone you don't like.
Yeah, well, the CEOs of the medical... insurance company.
You could shake his hand and then like
you would have to really, really not like somebody to even take ownership of any amount of cancer for any amount of time, because it's like, even because you have to one take it from said individual who has cancer,
yeah,
and then from that point to whoever the person you're trying to give it to, it's like you basically have to map that all out. So it's like to go through that whole effort.
What do you mean?
Just sounds like a lot.
It's like a superpower. So you just like.
What, do you just fucking snap your fingers and it gets done?
Yeah. You would in mine, it's a handshake for whatever reason. So you like have a handshake with your dad. Your dad has cancer, hypothetically speaking. God forbid. Shake hands, and then you could meet, you know, like you said, the CEO of whoever. Shake his hand and it gets transferred.
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
Hmm.
Or you meet like a... trying to think of like a dictator or something. Or for $100 million, you have to take 5 punches from a male heavyweight fighter in his prime. You can choose where they land.
Can you choose the fighter?
It's just whoever is the heavyweight champion of the world right now.
You have to take 5 punches from them?
Yeah.
I'm dying.
Okay.
I think
you choose where they go. Yeah. I got to tell you about the best answer, but I want you guys to think of where you would take it.
I mean, it's got to be your glute. I feel like I'd pick my glute, my right cheek, and then my left cheek. I mean, anywhere else sounds like a bad time, if I'm being honest. It would probably just be my legs, somewhere on my legs. Mm. But like definitely
it's going to be so painful. Yeah, no matter where.
Definitely the 2 glutes. I mean, those are just, yeah, I mean.
I think you might do like the arm.
The arm?
You might break your fucking arm.
You might break your fucking femur. If you get hit, right?
This bone is like the strongest bone in your body.
Yeah, though. And it still breaks.
Pretty rare. But yes, they do. If you break your femur
5 times, what is the benefit of this, by the way? What do we get?
$100 million.
Oh, 100 mil?
You got to do it.
Give it to me on the cheek.
All right.
Nice and square.
So knocked out 5 times.
I'm going to take it like a man.
You're taking the CTE special. 5 Boom, boom. Back to back as soon as you wake up from the first one.
Unbelievable.
Take it on the chin like a man.
What was that? Boom.
One to the teeth, one to the nose.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess the answer would, I mean, probably the 2 glutes, the 2 quads, and then, oh man, there's really not a good 5th spot in my opinion.
There is. Someone wrote in a good answer.
I mean, I guess
your foot,
maybe.
Yeah. Top of your foot.
Top, yeah, I thought about that.
So you can break your fucking foot now?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, he's standing and you're standing.
Oh, man.
Oh, so he has to come down?
Yeah, yeah. So how much leverage does he have punching?
What about top of my hand? I don't know.
Top of your hand?
Top of your foot.
Or yeah, you could go like straight mitts. With that case, I'd be like, dude, just hit me like 5 times. Let's get this.
I don't know. There's so many small bones in your feet, too, that would fucking hurt.
I mean, you're probably going to break something, yeah. Fuck. But hey, 1 broken foot, $100 million. Take my left foot. Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I can hit one of my feet. Like, it's 1 foot. I don't know. Maybe the hand is better, though.
Seems easier to absorb with a hand.
Might break your wrist, though, but...
Yeah.
Very possible.
But fuck, it's like, if my glutes and quads have already taken a hit, it's like, I might as well just, like, keep it all lower body at that point. So, yeah, just give me the top of my left foot.
Imagine someone's like, I'm taking it to the gut 5 times.
Dude, like a fucking...
I don't want to breathe anymore.
Like a kidney punch? Oh, my God, that shit would hurt.
Yeah, 2 to the lower back. One on the back of the head.
Take me out of my misery.
I'm dead. Right in the back of my dome. Boom.
Ow. Yeah, I'm locking that in.
Damn.
Chi Wan Cheng Hong.
Iron Fist.
You know what that's from? Yeah. I looked it up how to say it. So now I say it. It means my spirit penetrates. Mia, what is this? I'm just kidding. It's Mandarin. It's like my spirit will penetrate the rainbow, basically.
Are you fucking gay?
It does sound gay.
That is actually gay. No wonder.
It's an old phrase. It's like an old Chinese proverb.
No, no wonder you love that character.
I don't love that character. You guys got to hop back on, though.
I haven't jumped on in a while.
I was about to say.
Like my system at all.
I've been grinding Pokemon.
Damn. That's dope.
Sounds so gay when I say it.
It's gay when you do it. You guys want a rapper?
Yeah.
Ooh, can I do trivia first?
Yeah. Sure.
Because I love my trivia question for some reason. All right. Your trivia question today is, what historical racing event is hosted on the first Saturday in May?
What vehicle are we using? Is this running? Is this a car? Is this a bicycle?
Okay, so...
I don't have any idea.
So, I have hints that will help you answer this question. So...
Iron Man, maybe? I don't know.
So, your first hint is the slogan for the event is the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Wham bam, thank you, man. What are you doing?
Yeah, I was gonna say,
we banged it out.
Smash and dash.
Okay,
wait. The most exciting, what's it? The most
two exciting minutes? 2 minutes in sports.
What race is 2 minutes long?
How are you gonna air that on TV?
I think of like American Ninja Warrior or something like that. Not a race. Well, that is a race against time.
No, it has to be a running event.
2 minutes. 2 minutes would be like two laps. Be faster than that.
A race?
Could be a car. What car race is 2 minutes? None. Not as far as I know. Drag racing is way faster than that. You know what I mean? F1 race is like an hour, 2 hours. NASCAR race is like 2 hours.
How many people are contributing or competing?
To what?
In this race.
The one he's talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We gotta find out.
Could be... bicycle speed skating. It could be that one where they like race around the ice track.
What, in May?
I don't know. It's a controlled environment. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, I want to give you guys another hint.
Okay.
It's, I don't know how much this is going to help you, but I'm going to say it anyways. It's the oldest continually running sporting event in America.
Oh, it's a hot dog eating contest.
No, it's 4th of July.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait.
You want to think about it a little bit more?
A little bit. Rob, what do you think?
I feel like, because the last hint is basically like the best hint.
I don't want you to give it away, though. I want to earn it.
Yeah.
The slogan one more time.
Slogan is, the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
It's a race.
Yes.
The person who does it fastest wins. It's the oldest continually ran.
Yes.
Competition in the United States.
Yes.
Bobsled? That's not old enough. Well, it is old, but I don't know about continuously and then the U.S.
Think of like...
Such a broad question.
Like a very traditional type race, or like an old type race, like what would they, I don't know,
what's the one where they stand in a bag and they jump?
What is that, a potato
hot potato? Okay, I'm gonna give you guys the last hint. It's And again, you already know the answer. Again, the question is what
historical. Easy when you fucking know.
The question is what historical racing event is hosted on the first Saturday in May. So your last hint is it's a horse racing event hosted at Churchill Downs. What is the name of this event?
Kentucky Derby.
The Kentucky Derby.
That's the oldest continually
running sporting event in America. The Kentucky Derby.
Part of the Triple Crown.
That's right. What are the three events for the Triple Crown?
One I've heard before and one I have not. I totally forgot the name. One is, I want to say, in New York.
I actually don't know the locations of them. I do know the names of the events, though.
What's the other names?
The Preakness.
That's such a crazy name, yeah.
And then the Belmont Stakes.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah.
The Preakness?
Yeah.
What is that word? I took her to my penthouse in a Preakness.
Yeah. I've done my last two cardio sessions on the treadmill, and I randomly started watching the sports documentary on horse racing, and it's basically just like talking about all of this, and I was like, oh shit, May is literally right here, and it's about to be the Kentucky Derby. It's ironic that I'm watching this.
Just a sea biscuit milk show? Is that what it is about?
Honestly, it's kind of interesting and kind of not, because it's basically just this sport where ultra fucking rich billionaires are like obsessed with horses and racing, and they just dump
breeding
amounts of money into paying the breeders, paying the trainers, like buying these horses of like excellent caliber, and like they all do it just so they can fucking go to these racing events and just like cheer on their horses. And yeah, I mean, but it obviously the documentary goes into like the life of like the jockeys and the trainers and, you know, what their career aspirations are. But
they do a lot of drugs.
Jockeys, well, like they basically just don't eat a lot. The only requirement is that they're small and that they don't weigh a lot. That's it. I mean, because they do show a lot of footage of the jockeys, and they're always like drinking alcohol and shit like that when really? when they celebrate. Yeah, I mean, they're
probably like 4'9" or something like that.
They're,
like,
they're tiny, right? Dude. They're so tiny.
I wonder how much they really do when you think about it. Does a horse not know to go fucking full out? All it does is train to sprint. It's like, it's a formality to have that guy right on the fucking bag.
Yeah, it was really funny though. They showed this clip of this owner was like, he's like talking to the jockey before he's about to race. He's like, "Hey, so this horse like doesn't like to be on the inside. Like, if you could," and the jockey was just like, "Is the horse good?" He's like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's all I need to know. Like, what the fuck are you telling me what to do? Like, what are you talking about? Like, fucking billionaire, just shut up. Mm-hmm. Doesn't like to be run on the inside."
The only sport I think of that feels richer than that is polo.
Because who
the fuck is playing polo?
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched a polo game?
I've gone to a polo game.
No way
you've been to a polo game.
In the USA?
Yeah, I was in New Jersey.
What the fuck was that like?
It wasn't too bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was interesting.
It looks like a circle jerk of rich people.
I just think of like the spectating of that, and I just think like that doesn't look fun to spectate. Like there's no, I mean, did you think it was fun or interesting when you were watching it? Okay.
Trying to get hit by a ball. A stray ball might come and smack you in your face.
Damn.
Cricket does look like fun. If you guys ever watch cricket, looks fucking lit.
Cricket looks awesome. Cricket does
look. An Indian cricket game. You see them bangers. They hit homers.
It's like Pakistan versus India. It's just like the absolute fucking match
People
of the century.
Go nuts.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick.
Yeah. Why gotta be Indian?
It's a goofy ass game where they run back and forth or whatever. It looks corny.
Yeah.
But when they hit bangers,
yeah,
there's only so many fielders or whatever, yeah, and it could go anywhere.
No, when they fucking launch that shit, you're like, oh yeah,
hell fucking yeah, dude. It's just like baseball. It's like getting a fucking homer.
Yeah.
It's awesome. That, have you guys ever seen Hi-A-Li? The game Hi-A-Li?
What is that?
Crazy ass game where they have like these little scoops and they throw balls at the wall and it bounces back.
Oh yeah,
you've seen that crazy little arm thing? I want to say it's a Middle Eastern game. It's kind of
like handball scooper.
With like the little roller things? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like
the spell,
like little curler things?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fuck, I don't know how to spell it. J-A-I. Alai.
You know what's also fun to do with the boys? Well, it's only a two-person.
Racquetball? I think
racquetball, dude. Racquetball is like a great way to break a sweat and like wildly fun.
So it's like racquetball. Yeah, those things are fucking
giant.
They're throwing it against a wall and it bounces off this wall and they catch it or whatever.
Right, it can't bounce twice, right, on the ground?
I don't quite remember. I know they put a whole lot of fucking work into throwing that first one. There's a guy, you know, you're in the front and there's a teammate behind you or whatever has to, like, catch it or something. Who the fuck came up with these fucking games?
Is it your teammate or your competitor?
Well, I thought it was 2v2.
I thought it was 1v1.
Probably could be both.
Probably.
Singles, doubles, I don't know. What were you going to say, Blake?
No, I mean, just nothing.
Goofy ass sports we're talking about.
Yeah. I played racquetball with a buddy and, like, I'd never done anything like physically active with this friend before, but he said he wanted to do it with me and I played racquetball with him and I beat him 21-0 and he was
Holy shit, he was
actually like the most unathletic person I've like ever been with. Cause I'm like, you know,
he invited you to play racquetball.
No. I invited him, but like, he was like really excited, said he'd played before. And like, I was like, oh sweet. Like he's like really, I'm just like assuming this would be like to me, it's fun when it's competitive.
To some degree, yeah. If it's way more fun if there's some level of competition.
And I smoked him, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I was like, this is not fun. Like, this is not what I expected. And you just like, I mean, I know this guy, and I'm like, I can't believe that you don't have an ounce of athletic energy.
There are people out there that are in shape that are not very good at sports. Plenty of those.
I mean,
and there are people who aren't that good in shape that are pretty good at sports.
I mean, you would look at him and you would be like, oh.
There's some of those exist.
You would look at this guy and you would be like, you know, you don't look like you're going to break any records, but like you definitely like look like you could run somewhat fast and like, you know, have like coordination. But like he was just like.
I mean, he can play squash or whatever.
But like if I'm beating you 21-0, that means that you don't have an ounce of athleticism. I mean, cause like, dude, like I'm not that guy who's like overwhelmingly athletic, you know?
You know what the boys should do?
What? Ping pong?
Yeah, I love ping pong.
I fucking love ping pong.
I love ping pong.
Ping pong.
But either airsoft or paintball would be fun. The boys go
I want to go paintballing really bad.
Do you?
Be fun.
I haven't gone since high school.
Dude, it's been a minute.
It's been a long time.
Dude, I remember the last time I played paintball, I don't even remember who I was with. Or, you know, I remember Matt Green was, it was with Duncan.
Ace,
and like,
ace
yeah,
crew.
It was like ace, bunch of ace people. Mm-hmm. And I was one of the only people that got like the premium rental gun.
Mm-hmm.
And like, people were like, oh, Bougie. Why'd you do that? And I was like, But like, no, dude, my gun fucking shoots straighter, shoots faster. And like, they're all like, damn, like, dude, that gun's so much better. I'm like, bro, like, yeah, like, that's the whole point of like having like a fun gun. Like,
how much more was it?
Dude, it wasn't even that much more. I think it was like 15, 20 bucks more or something like that. It wasn't even that much more. But no, that is really fun.
I want to do it.
I haven't been since high school either. I think it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
I liked, you know, the one where you play like not just speedball, but like,
I love speedball.
That's fun, but I like when you're out
is
in the middle of nowhere.
Speedball like the arena type, where it's like
the inflatable.
I'd rather play speedball than wilderness.
Well, speedball sounds
war is fun though too. War, you're out there.
War is kind of cheese sometimes though.
It feels fun to be tactical and goofy.
Yeah. I guess
speedball is just like tryhard.com though. It's strictly like
diving on the dirt and fucking.
It's corny in that sense. Though.
Yeah. I remember watching on ESPN like paintball tournaments, and dude, those guys are fucking nuts. Like,
I remember a lot of people in high school saying they were like pro paintball players.
No, they fucking
ain't no
weren't.
Fucking shot.
They have like the fucking rockers.
Yeah, they'd be like, I made my shit full auto. They have that.
Full auto.
You can
mod my shit
if your gun has the software or like the board for it. I had mine on. I could put mine on burst.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
boys going paintball would be fun.
I remember my dad did get me a paintball gun when I asked him to get me a paintball gun, and that was like the coolest thing.
Dude, as a kid, all you want is like, when you're like 10 years old, you're like, are you kidding me? Like a sick airsoft gun or a paintball gun or a BB gun, anything like that is like the sickest fucking thing.
I wanted an airsoft gun really bad, but my mom was like, no fucking chance.
See, like, I would just go.
I was like, I want a full auto AR-15 fucking airsoft gun.
For airsoft guns, I would go to like
Big Five
or like Sports Authority or whatever with like my friend's parents and just have them buy it for me.
Oh, really? You just
like,
throw
I'd give
them
the cash and like they'd be
I'm
like
calling the cops.
And I think I got my paintball gun like 6th or 7th grade.
Damn.
Like my first paintball gun. Because I would go a lot in middle school.
Damn, that's cool.
Be driving
that's
you cool. To I was about to say.
No, we'd go to Pendleton.
Was that much closer?
No, every Saturday I think we were out there.
Crazy that your mom would do that. Because, yeah, I mean, I do remember it was always a mission to get out there.
Yeah.
It's like always a mission.
But I think there are closer airsoft plays that are indoors.
Airsoft?
Like a tactical, like indoor, yeah.
That makes sense.
At least you don't have to go as far.
That's fun.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
I want to go.
Let's go.
I got to get a gun first.
You can rent one.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
It really isn't renting one, but like, dude, like, could you imagine?
Well, you rent one your first time, and then you're like, dude, this is fucking sick. And then the boys all buy them. But
it does seem like one of those things that like you get really fucking into it, and then like a month later, you're just like, I don't really feel like making the trip anymore. These welts hurt, like, you know, all of that.
Me and my friends, we would just play Mercy Rule, like. We would just play airsoft, and you weren't out until you gave up.
Fun.
So my friend would grab his little brother, hold him by his neck, and shoot him. Just like shoot him over and over until he was like, all right, I give up.
That's fucked.
The same friend. So our neighbor, one house down, sold their house, so their driveway was always just like empty. And so he had a boxing contest with him versus his two little brothers.
What kind of hood shit were you a part of, dude?
It was very funny. One guy who's probably 15 versus two little brothers who are like 10 and 12. They never stepped close to it. They never got in close. It was very funny.
Were they wearing boxing gloves?
Yeah,
everyone
had gloves on.
What about headgear? Oh, Jesus.
Good times, dude.
That would be fun to be a spectator.
A 2v1 boxing. It's hilarious.
Be the referee. In your Foot Locker, you know.
Hey, man, I still got my referee jersey from Andy's bachelor party. Oh, wait. No, I don't. I returned it. I did return it. I have the whistle. That's what I have.
You didn't return that?
No, I felt kind of guilty turning the whistle back. Yeah. I never definitely returned the jersey, though. I was like, nah, I'm not keeping this.
Yeah, the boys should go paintballing or something. Yeah. Or shooting real guns. It's way more fucking expensive.
Yeah. But you don't get to shoot anyone.
Huh?
You don't get to shoot anyone.
Yeah. And shoot targets.
Yeah.
That is not as fun.
I get my paintball guns out of storage.
How old are they?
Huh?
How old are they? 15 years old?
Yeah, almost 20 years old. Like 18 years old, maybe. Damn.
How much is a paintball gun? Can you just go on Amazon and buy a paintball gun?
Dude, I'm sure that they're like, even like an entry-level gun has like got to be at least 100 or 200. Like,
I'm in a bolt action.
Because you need like the actual gun mechanic itself. You need the feeder thing.
Need new tanks.
The hopper, and then you need the like a barrel or whatever. I mean, usually the gun and the barrel come together, but I mean,
I need an air tank.
And yeah, you need like the gas or whatever. And then.
Yeah, dude, they're definitely over $100.
Yeah,
they're more like I would $300.
Yeah. If you're getting like a real premium one, like, I would imagine that like, yeah, it could be anywhere from like $4 or $5 to like fucking $1 or $2 grand or something like that, depending on
if you're really
fucking.
You can get like a freaking Spaz 12.
Paintball?
Yeah.
How far is that going?
I don't know.
Are you trying to go war, like, straight up?
I'm going
to
bring this one. A crossbow.
You might as well have a fucking slingshot.
Like Squirrel Girl out there.
Squirrel Girl out there.
All right, let's wrap it.
Where's the wrapper?
Oh.
No,
we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Fuck, whatever.
Well, I guess we could do one.
Just one.
I mean.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Samir Woods.
This is a dick joke? D's nuts joke?
No.
Samir Woods. T Grizzly, final answer.
Rob?
Whoa.
It just sounds like a fat guy name. I don't know.
Swiss Beats.
Both are incorrect.
Fuck, damn it.
What was the first clue that I gave?
You didn't give any.
No, that I normally give.
Color of skin.
Color of skin.
Dark skin.
Dark skin.
Oh, wow. Really narrows it down.
I'll combine it. Dark skin from Philly. I believe he's from Philly.
It's not Will Smith.
Not Will Smith. I don't know any Philly rappers. You know any Philly rappers? Samir.
Sure you do.
Yeah. Philadelphia. I'm trying to think. Who does Kevin Hart dap up? From Philly.
The Rock.
Yeah, I know, right?
Let's go with... What, G-Glock? Or...
Key-Glock?
Key-Glock, yeah.
Okay. Key-Glock?
Blake?
All right. I'm gonna go with...
Johnny Thundercock?
T-Pain.
T-Pain. His name's Tylenol Pain Relief. Everyone knows that.
Tylenol Pain Relief.
Haven't you seen that where it's like, what is her real name? And it's like, Elon Musk is elongated muskrat. Blake said...
T-Pain.
You said...
Key Glock.
Neither are correct.
All right.
What was the next clue? The name of his most played song?
Yeah.
I think?
Yeah, yeah.
The title... of his most played song. I can't... This gives it away, I feel like.
Really?
So I'm going to go with his next... second most popular song. It's called 20 Minutes.
So basically a one-hit wonder. 20 Minutes. I mean, Rob, it sounds like you actually know this.
I don't like that song. I usually skip it.
You don't like that song? I like that song.
20 Minutes... Yeah, I mean, you're on your own on this one, Rob. I don't got a singular clue. 20
What's
minutes.
His name again?
Is it Big Sean?
Samir Woods.
Is it Big Sean?
No.
I think his name's Sean.
Yeah, you never know.
Lil Tecca.
Okay.
Oh.
Blake, what'd you say?
Good guess.
Lil Tecca. Lil Tecker. I said Tecker.
Jeez. People that annoy
Tecca.
You.
Yeah. Naggers.
That's the best.
I forgot even the real answer to that question.
Lil Mosey.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Neither are correct.
Damn it.
I will play you a snippet of his most popular song now.
Okay.
I can't give you the title of this because I feel like it gives it away. But... Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You've definitely heard this song before. It has 2.3 billion listens.
Not that many.
The one I told, 20 Minutes, has 1.2 billion.
What the fuck?
So 2.3...
Oh.
You've heard that song 100 times.
Oh, my God. I know this guy.
He's a dark-skinned brother from Philadelphia.
I got this one. You don't need to say it. I got this one, okay?
I want Rob to guess
Lil
first.
Lil Uzi Vert.
I wanted Rob to guess first. That way you wouldn't blow your load and he would just hop on your answer.
Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, it's Lil Uzi Vert.
Lil Uzi Vert.
I just skipped 20 minutes. I'm not going to lie.
That's a good song.
Isaac, why are you calling? 20 more minutes, Diamond. 20 more minutes, Diamond. I can only listen to so many times.
I like Lil Uzi Vert. I never realized his name is Lucifer.
Lucifer.
It's meant to be a play on Lucifer.
Yeah.
Oh.
On Satan.
Yeah, talk about a guy who just has like the lamest like tattoos and like
lame
piercings.
Name. A lame rap name. Anyone Lil? We're like, it's a meme at this
Lil
point.
Lil Wayne?
He started it, all basically. Right,
that's true, yeah.
How many dudes are named Lil? Lil Pump? That name is ridiculous.
Disrespect.
Lil Xan?
Get the fuck out of here.
These names are goofy as hell.
Get the fuck out.
Lil Baby is lazy. That's a lazy name. Wham.
Bitch on the bay.
Brand new whip got no keys.
What a bar.
As soon as that nut, you can go and leave.
That is quite like.
Got hands in the band like you ain't neat. Wrap it.
If you guys enjoyed this episode of the Bump and Run Boys podcast, leave a like. Let us know that you enjoy the content. This is Blake Cross.
Your boy Rob.
$2,500 for a new pair of tennis shoes. It's not that funny. Wham, wham, wham. Angus.
It's I'm little baby.
See ya.